Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 15, and I'm coming at you every Wednesday answering the most commonly asked questions couples have when it comes to planning their wedding, and bringing you expert advice from the most amazing wedding professionals in the industry. Today, we're going to have a lot of fun, and I hope you're taking notes for this one because I'm diving deep, like really deep, into the minute details of your wedding day. So we're going way beyond the surface planning here and talking about the little tiny details, those little things you might not have realized you needed to think about on your wedding day. And I'm recording this for you because these are things that I needed to remember that I didn't remember, and it caused me a lot of stress. So I'm giving this episode to you from my own experience to help you a little bit in your experience. So whether you're getting married soon or not, these are things you need to think about now so that you don't have a moment of panic the day before or the day of, wondering, what the heck do I do now? And if you stay tuned to the end of the show, I'll tell you how you can get your hands on a free wedding day packing checklist to make sure you're not forgetting to bring anything with you on the day. So the first thing we're going to talk about is what to do with your engagement ring. Believe it or not, this is a question that really plagues a lot of brides-to-be. They wonder, do you wear it on your ring finger? Do you wear it on a different finger? Do you wear it at all? Do you leave it at home or give it to someone to hold? And to be honest, this isn't such an easy question to answer, and I'll tell you why. It's because you need to do whatever you're comfortable with. Now, I will say this, you definitely want to make sure you have it in some way on your wedding day, because chances are your photographer will want to get a picture of both of you wearing your rings, and it's a really cool picture to have when you're finally married and you have the rings to prove it. It's really, really cool. So you definitely want to make sure you have it. So what do you do? Well, most brides will not wear their engagement ring on their ring finger the day of the wedding. And by ring finger, I'm talking about the fourth finger on your left hand. And I say this because your ring finger is actually different in some cultures. So for our purposes today, the ring finger is the fourth finger on your left hand. Now, why isn't it worn? Well, the reason why you wear your rings on your ring finger in the first place is because of a tradition that dates back to Roman times, where they believed there was a vein that ran from that finger straight to your heart, and they called it the vena amoris, which translates into the vein of love. So by not wearing your engagement ring on that finger the day of the wedding, that leaves room for your wedding band. And the traditional way to wear your rings is wedding band first, then engagement ring on top. And this way, your wedding ring is closest to your heart. Now, you can absolutely wear your engagement ring on another finger, you know, perhaps on your right hand, but this can be a little tricky too. It's not as easy as it sounds because your dominant hand is always slightly bigger than your non-dominant hand because you use those muscles more. So I want you to try it right now, and I'll give you a second. So take your engagement ring off and put it on the same finger on your right hand. What happens? Is it too small? Is it too big? Is it just right? If it's just right, you just solve the question. You could wear it on that finger on your right hand the day of the wedding, and then you could just take it off and switch it back to your left hand once you've exchanged rings. If it's too small, it probably won't fit on any other finger either. So at this point, you want to make sure you give it to someone And by someone, I mean someone responsible. So maybe your spouse-to-be can put it in their jacket pocket. Maybe you could give it to your best man or your mom or your maid of honor or someone in your family that you know you'll see right away and will have a purse or a bag on them that they could keep it in for safekeeping. Then once you do your recessional, they could give it back to you. If it's too big, you could try another finger, but again, if it's too big on those fingers as well, you're going to have to give it to someone for safekeeping. Now, I lucked out because my ring fit my right hand. Today is a different story, but back then it fit my right hand. And it was a little snug because I'm right-handed, but it wasn't crazy tight. And I was able to do the switcheroo when the ceremony was over, and I didn't have a problem with it. But these are things that you want to think about. Now, just remember, though, even if you forget and you're still wearing your engagement ring, it's not a big deal. Just put the wedding ring on top of the engagement ring, and if you want to wear them the traditional way, just make sure you switch them around. Does that make sense? Now you can check that off your list. So that's one thing you don't have to think about anymore. Next, we're going to talk about your bouquet. You're going to have your bouquet almost all day, from the time you're getting ready to the time you enter the reception hall. But what the heck do you do with it at dinner and when you have your first dance? Again, we're talking minute logistics here. Actually, before I get into that, I want to ask you if you know how to hold your bouquet. If you answered in front of you, you'd only be half right. So let me explain, because this is kind of a trick question. So of course you want to hold it in front of you. You're not going to be walking down the aisle with it in back of you. But you don't want it directly in front of you. You don't want to hold it at stomach level. You want to hold it down at waist level. So this way, your bouquet doesn't block your face or your dress. Remember, it's an accessory. You're not presenting it or offering to anyone. You're just holding it as an accessory. Now, what do you do with it? Well, if your venue has a bridal suite, you could leave it in there. But if you want to come into the reception with it once you're announced, you're going to need to put it somewhere. Chances are you're going to be announced and then go right into your first dance. So you could hand it off to a bridesmaid or your maid of honor. If you have a wedding planner, you could give it to them to hold. You could give it to a maitre d', but you need to pass it off to someone and let whoever it is know that's going to happen. Once your dance is done, you could put it on your sweetheart table and use it as decor. And if you have exposed stems in your bouquet, you can ask your venue to make sure they leave a vase with a little bit of water in it to keep it fresh while it's on the table. Now, after the wedding, this is a different story, because you might be wondering, what do you do with your bouquet then? Your wedding bouquet is not cheap. You know, you put a lot of money into this beautiful, beautiful arrangement. So what do you do with it? Well, you can ask your florist if they offer floral preservation or if they know someone who does. Or you could even ask them if they could dry it for you, because drying flowers is a little bit tricky. So if you want to ask the professionals to do it for you, it might be worth asking if they can. If you really want to keep your bouquet like for the long term, and I'm talking like years, and you want to display it, you might want to consider alternatives to fresh flowers. So we're talking fabric flowers or wood flowers or even a brooch bouquet where there's nothing perishable or anything in it that will decompose over time. What I did with mine was I left them to dry. And when we got back from our honeymoon 2 weeks later, my mom actually surprised me with a beautiful display that she had made where she took all the dried flowers and put them together in this really nice presentation that I still have displayed to this day. So people can be really creative with your wedding bouquet after the fact. Now, last but not least, you might be wondering, how the heck do we get home? Now, I have to say, this question sent me in a total panic the day before our wedding, because we never, ever thought about this. It never crossed our mind. We had a limo picking us up from our homes, and then we were staying overnight at a hotel. So our cars were going to be home, and we're sitting there hours before thinking, how did we not think of this? We had every detail covered but this. Well, The easy answer is, if any of your family members or friends are staying at the same place as you, they could drive you home the next day. You can also ask your hotel if you could park your car there overnight the day before. And so while this is a pretty easy answer, I mention it to you because I want you to remember to think of it. I don't want you panicking last minute like I did. Now, the other thing to remember is that you're going to need an overnight bag as well. If you're staying someplace for the whole weekend or the night before, this isn't going to be an issue for you. This is really meant for those who are coming from a different location the day of the wedding and staying over that night. Typically, check-in time is during the time you're getting married. So what do you do? If you're not getting married until later in the day, and if anyone, not you, has time to drop it off, you could ask the hotel if they could keep it at the front desk until your room is ready, and then ask if they could put it in your room for you, or you could pick it up when you check in later that night after your wedding is over. If you know anyone staying there the night before, you could ask if you could put your bag in their room and pick it up that night. Or you could just call your lodging and ask what they do. If they work with couples a lot, they for sure will have some sort of system in place to help you get all your stuff where it needs to be so you don't have to worry about it. What we did was we asked our best man and his family, who flew in from Florida and were staying at the same hotel for several days, and we left our bags with them and then picked it up later that night. So these are some of the things that really have couples stressing out last minute because, like I mentioned, it's something you may not even think about until last minute. But now you know. So at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that you can get your hands on a free checklist to keep you organized and to make sure you don't forget anything to pack on your wedding day. So if you go to weddingconnectionshv.com, click on the free resources tab, and you could download a free wedding day packing checklist with 42 items. Yes, there are that many items you need to remember to bring with you on the day of your wedding. And I'll put the link in the show notes as well. But again, it's weddingconnectionshv.com. Go to the free resources tab and click on the wedding day packing checklist. As always, if you know someone who could really benefit hearing today's show, please share it with them. And if you've been a listener for a while and this show is really helping you tackle that overwhelming planning learning curve, please leave a review and let others know how it's been helping you. As a reminder, if you have a topic or question you'd like covered on the show, definitely send it our way. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at SBS Wedding Prep. And if you're a Hudson Valley bride or groom, join us over at Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley at weddingconnectionshv.com and on Instagram at wedconnectHV. I'll be back next week with even more amazing wedding planning tips and advice. So until then, happy planning.